I was like a snowflake which came from Sarajevo, being blown by the wind to Belgrade.
Bio sam poput ove snježne popunice koju je vjetar onako iz Sarajeva nagnuo u Beograd.
Very happy to be here again with you.
Ja sam sretan što sam ovdje ponovo sa vama.
When I came to the Serbian border, I almost embraced the Serbian border guard because I was so full of good memories of Serbia.
Kada sam došao na granicu sa Srbijom, skoro da sam zagrlio onoga graničara, da sam bio sretan što ponovo dolazim tu.
Really very good memories.
Zaista jako lijepe imam uspomene tu.
I see thousands of people raising their hands to the sky and dancing like one ocean of human beings.
Sjećam se hiljada ruku uzdignutih prema gore, koji ljudi koji plešu poput jednog okeana ljudskih bića.
I know that the time went and another time came. The time where we were, and that time is still going on, the time where we have to do our own homework.
I znam isto tako da je došlo jedno novo vrijeme iza toga koje još uvijek traje kada smo mi upućeni na to da izvršimo svoju domaću zadaću.
At this time we may not have these thousands and thousands of people dancing to the Hare Krishna mantra.
U ovom trenutku možda nemamo te hiljade i hiljade ljudi koji pjevaju uz Hare Krishna mantra.
Now it's the time that we come serious in our chanting.
I sada je vrijeme kada mi trebamo da postanemo ozbiljni u svom mantranju.
I know who that is. And that is good.
I to je dobro.
Yesterday I said to the devotees in Sarajevo, imagine the whole world would stop practicing. I mean, all the devotees which you know would stop practicing Krishna consciousness.
Jučer sam Bhaktama u Sarajevu rekao, zamislite kada bi svi bhakti koje vi poznajete prestali da praktikuju svjesnost Krišne.
There's no more center any longer.
Nema više nikakvog centra.
No Mayapur project.
Nema Mayapur projekta.
There's only you.
Samo si ostao ti.
And Krishna.
I Krishna.
What would you then say to Krishna?
Šta bi onda rekao Krishna?
Would you say to him, oh, I believed in you when others believed in you?
Da li bi mu rekao, oh, ja sam vjerovao u tebe kada su i drugi vjerovali u tebe.
Now where others don't believe in you any longer, I also don't believe in you any longer.
Sada kada drugi više ne vjeruju u tebe, ni ja isto tako više ne vjerujem u tebe.
Or would you be able to say, Krishna, I have understood that I'm your eternal servant.
Ili bi bio stan da kažeš Krišni, o Krišna, ja sam shvatio da sam tvoj vječni sluga.
And I know I have a relationship with you.
I znam da imam odnos sa tobom.
Please accept me in your service.
Molim te, primi me u svoju službu.
I think in our spiritual life we must really come to the understanding that we are actually having a relationship with Krishna no matter what happens around us.
Mislim da u svom duhovnom životu mi moramo doći do tog razumijevanja da znamo da mi imamo odnos sa Krishnom bez obzira na vanjske okolnosti.
When we have such a relationship, then we will not be disturbed by whatever happens around us.
Kada imamo taj odnos, onda više nećemo nikada biti uznemireni sa bilo čim što se dešava oko nas.
But if we have this wonderful external circumstances around us and no relationship to Krishna, we will always be looking for something.
Ali ako imamo predivne okolnosti oko sebe, a nemamo taj unutrašnji odnos sa Krišnom, onda ćemo uvijek tragati za nečim drugim.
Even though the external circumstances may be ideal, if we don't have a relationship to Krishna, our soul will always cry.
Dakle, ako imamo idealne okolnosti oko nas, a iznutra nemamo odnos sa Krišnom, naša duša će uvijek da plače.
The crying of the soul only stops when we can be in a relationship with Krishna.
Plač duše će da prestane samo u onom trenutku kada budemo imali odnos sa Krišnom.
As long as we don't have a relationship with Krishna, the soul will not feel happy, no matter what circumstances are around it.
Dok god nemamo taj odnos sa Krišnom, duša nikada neće biti sretna, bez obzira na to kakve su vanjske okolnosti.
I would like to talk about this point tomorrow in greater details.
Volio bih da govorim o ovoj poenti u više detalja sutra.
Today we want to just celebrate that we came to this to our Belgrade.
A danas samo želimo da proslavimo to što smo došli u Beograd.
I thought I would make one philosophical point to all of you, and then I wanted to show you slides of our last journey to India.
Ja sam želio da večeras vam kažem jednu filozofsku pointu, a zatim sam htio da vam pokažem slajdove sa našeg zadnjeg putovanja u Indiju.
Yes. I wanted to show you everything which happened during our journey to the Himalayas, to Badrikashram.
Želio sam da vam pokažem sve što nam se desilo na našem putu na Himalaju, Badrikashram.
And also about our time in Vrindavan.
I također nešto od onoga što smo proveli u Vrindavanu.
Now I thought I would just sing one little bhajan. I know you, most probably you have been singing bhajan already since
Thank you. Rama 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 Rama. Thank you.
Very often when we start our spiritual journey, we do so because we somehow have seen that material life without Krishna is simply useless.
Mi često započnemo svoj duhovni život zato što smo vidjeli da taj materijalni život bez Krišne je potpuno beskoristan.
At that time, only Krishna is in our mind.
I u tom trenutku je samo Krišna na našem umu.
We feel relieved that now we have finally understood that the missing point was God.
I osjećamo izuzetno olakšanje zato što smo shvatili da ono što nam je nedostajalo je stvar bio Bog.
And we give all our strengths to connect with Him.
I onda svu svoju snagu uložimo u to da se povežemo sa njim.
So immediately there is a response.
I onda odmah dobijamo i odgovor na to.
It seems Krishna has just been waiting for this sentiment to arise in our hearts and He comes running towards us.
I izgleda kao da je Krishna samo čekao da u našim srcima dođe do tog osjećaja i on odmah kao da trči prema nama.
During these early days in our spiritual life, everything seems to be vibrant, full of colors and full of promise.
U tim prvim, tom prvo vrijeme našeg duhovnog života izgleda sve da je puno različitih boja, da sve je tako obećavajuće.
The promise is that I can also be Krishna conscious in a short time.
I to obećanje glasi da ja mogu postati svjestan Krišne i to za u jako kratkom roku.
Then reality sets in.
I onda dolazi realnost.
Our own weaknesses.
Naše sopstvene slabosti.
Our innumerable material desires, which we thought we had already forgotten.
Sve naše beskrajne materijalne želje za koje smo mislili da su davno zaboravljene.
And we begin to arrange our lives a little bit according to these desires.
I onda počinjemo da uređujemo svoj život malo u skladu sa tim svojim željama.
And all of a sudden the bliss disappears out of our life.
I onda odjednom svo to blaženstvo nestaje iz našeg života.
The colors become
faint. Boje počinju da blijede.
Our enthusiasm is clearly diminished.
Naš entuzijazam jasno počinje da opada.
Because Krishna is no longer so much present in our heart.
Zato što Krišna više nije toliko prisutan u našim srcima.
At that time we need a reminder.
I u tom trenutku nam je potreban podsjetnik.
We need a sadhu to step into our life.
Potrebno je da sadhu zakorači u naš život.
He needs to only say two words.
I potrebno je da on samo kaže dvije riječi.
Remember Krishna.
Sjećaj se Krišne.
And our life can turn in a good direction again.
Naš život se ponovo može okrenuti u pravom smjeru.
I'm remembering today Sugriva.
Danas se sjećam Sugrive.
Sugriva was the king of Kishkinda.
Sugriva je bio kralj Kishkinde.
Let me say, he was the brother of the king.
U stvari, on je bio brat od kralja.
One day, his brother was Vali, was engaged, or Bali, was engaged in a fight, like Balis are always fighting.
I jednog dana njegov brat koji se zvao Bali je se borio kao što su svi Bali
boje. Was a terrible demon who had challenged Bali to fight.
I on se borio sa jednim strašnim demonom koji je izazvao Bali na borbu.
Bali changed the demon into a cave.
I taj Bali je otjerao tog demona u jednu pećinu.
But before he entered the cave, he said to Sugriva, whatever happens, wait for me.
Ali prije nego što je ušao u tu pećinu, Bali je rekao Sugrivi, šta god da se desi, čekaj na mene.
For one whole month, Sugriva waited at the mouth of the cave.
I čitav jedan mjesec Sugriva je čekao tu ispred ulaza u pećinu.
Finally he heard the screaming of his brother Bali.
I konačno je čuo vrištanje njegova brata Balija.
And a little later a river of blood came out of the mouth of the cave.
I malo zatim izašla je čitava rijeka krvi iz pećine.
So he thought, my God, my brother has been slain by this demon.
I onda pomislio, oh Bože, mog brata je sigurno ubio ovaj demon.
He rolled a big, big stone before the mouth of the cave to seal it so that the demon would not come out and create problems for the kingdom.
And then he uzeo jednu veliku stijenu i stavio je na ulaz u tu pećinu kako bi je zapečatio i da kako taj demon ne bi mogao da izađe i da uznemiruje kraljevstvo.
And very sadly he went back to the kingdom of Kishkinda and eventually took the throne of his brother and became the king.
I sa velikom tugom on se vratio u kraljevstvo Kishkindu i ubrzo zatim on je postao i njen kralj.
One morning he heard a roar before the gates of the kingdom.
Međutim, jednog dana on je čuo veliku buku ispred ulaza u palaču.
Sugriva, you rascal!
Sugriva, ti raskalu!
Raskalu?
Otišao, izašao na balkon.
He looked down to the gate of the palace.
I pogledao je na kapiju ove palače.
And there he saw the worst.
I tu je vidio ono najgore.
His brother Bali.
Svoga brata Balija.
Totally angry at him.
Koji je bio u potpunosti bijesan na njega.
Bali screamed, you, I told you.
you should wait before the cave.
Bali mu je rekao, jesam ti rekao da čekaš na mene ispred ulaza u pećinu.
I was fighting the demon.
Borio sam se sa demonom.
Finally I slayed him.
I konačno sam ga pokupio.
But when I wanted to come out of the cave, it was sealed.
A kada sam htio da izađem iz pećine, ona je bila zapečaćena.
It was you who wished me dead.
Ti si taj koji mi je poželio da ja umrem.
For one or for two months I was so weak, I tried to remove the boulder before the which you have put before the mouth of the cave.
Ja sam bio tako slab i dva mjeseca sam pokušavao da oslobodim taj ulaz na pećinu.
I almost died.
Skoro da sam umro.
But you have made this plot in order to take the kingdom away from me.
A ti si napravio ovu zaveru kako bi mi oteo kraljevstvo.
And with one leap, Bali jumped on the balcony and he fought the Sugriva.
I sa jednim skokom on se našao na balkonu i počeo da se bori sa Sugrivom.
Sugriva said, it's a misunderstanding.
Sugriva je rekao, ovo je nesporazum.
I thought it was the demon who had killed you and I wanted to block his exit.
Ja sam mislio da je demon ubio tebe i onda sam htio samo da mu zablokiram, da ne može da izađe.
But Bali didn't believe him.
Ali Bali mu nije vjerovao.
He chased him out of the kingdom.
On ga je istirao iz kraljevstva.
And Sugriva took shelter under the Rishya Mukha mountains.
I Sugriva je uzeo utočište u Rishya Mukha planinama.
That was the only place where Bali could not go.
I, jer to je bilo jedino mjesto na koje Bali nije mogao da ode.
And there he lived in exile.
I tu je živio u izgnanstvu.
The greatest pain he felt was because he saw his brother suspected him to be his that he had tried to murder him.
Ali najveću bol je osjećao zbog toga što je njegov brat sumnjao u njega da je on želio da ga ubije.
And he felt great pain ever since.
I od tada je on osjećao veliku bol.
Often he tried to return and explain himself to Bali.
On je često pokušavao da se vrati i da objasni situaciju Baliju.
But every time Bali just was beating him up, almost killing him.
Ali svaki put bi ga Bali potpuno se pretukao, a ponekad skoro bi ga i ubio.
One day he saw two divine beings in the area of Rishya Mountain.
I jedan dan on je ugledao dva božanska bića u tom području Rishya planina.
He was afraid.
I onda se trepao.
These could be messengers of my brother.
Ovo bi mogli da budu glasnici moga brata.
He sent Hanuman.
On poslao je Hanumana.
Find out who these are.
Otkri ko su ove osobe.
And Hanuman took the form of a brahmana.
I Hanuman je uzeo oblik brahmane.
Old brahmana. And he said, he went to these two beings and said, who are you?
I taj stari brahmana je otišao do ta dva bića i pitao je, pa ko ste vi?
The elder said, I'm Ram.
Pa stari je rekao, ja sam Ram.
The son of Dasharat.
Sin Dasharata.
This is my younger brother Lakshman.
A ovo je moj mlađi brat Lakshman.
We are here in this forest because we search for our wife Sita who has been kidnapped by the demon.
Ovo smo šumni zato što tražimo moju ženu Situ koju je oteo demon Ravana.
Can you help us?
Možeš li nam pomoći?
Hanuman was smiling in ecstasy.
Hanuman se smiješi u ekstazi.
And he brought Ram and Lakshman to Sugriva.
I doveo je Ramu i Lakshmana do Sugrive.
And they made a pact.
Onda su napravili savez.
Sugriva said, help me to get the kingdom back.
Sugriva je rekao, pomozite mi da vratim nazad kraljevstvo.
Then I will help you to get Sita back.
A ja ću vam onda da pomognem da vratite Situ.
A pact was made.
Savez je napravljen.
Sugriva was installed king.
I Sugriva je ponovo postavljen za kralja.
And here is where our story starts.
I ovdje sada počinje naša priča.
The rainy season came.
Došlo je kišno doba.
And after it, the months of autumn.
A nakon toga su dolazili mjesec jesen.
Then the winter came.
Zatim je došla zima.
Rama was in the cave.
A Rama je bio u pećini.
Crying all this time.
I čitavo to vrijeme je plakao.
Oh my Sita.
O moja Sita.
When can I see you again?
Kad ću te opet moći vidjeti?
You must be tortured by the evil demon Ravana who has kidnapped you.
Mora da te ovaj zli demon Ravana muči.
But I cannot find you.
Ali ja te ne mogu pronaći.
Sugriva with his whole army has promised to find you.
Sugriva je sa čitavom svojom vojskom obećao da će te pronaći.
But he is in his kingdom.
Ali on je u svojom kraljevstvu.
Enjoying the fruits of the kingdom.
Uživajući u plodovima tog kraljevstva.
He has forgotten his promise.
On je zaboravio na svoje obećanje.
To serve me.
Da će da me služi.
I cannot find you.
Ne mogu te pronaći.
Without Sugriva.
Bez Sugrive.
Because Sugriva and his army are Vanaras.
Zato što su Sugriva i njegova armija, oni su Vanaras.
They can this is a highly elevated race of monkeys.
To je jako uzvišena rasa majmuna.
Those of you who see movies.
Oni od vas koji gledaju filmove.
Have seen the movie The Planet of the Apes.
Možda ste vidjeli film koji se zove Planeta majmuna.
Not me, I'm not the business. It's about highly intelligent monkey beings, we can say.
Tu se u tom filmu se radi o jako inteligentnim majmunolkim bićima.
Majmunolkski, yes. So, the Varna as under the leadership of Sugriva are like that.
Ovi Vanarasi pod vodstvom Sugrive su bili...
Sugriva had totally forgotten his promise to Ram.
Sugriva je potpuno zaboravio svoje obećanje.
He was always drunken with wine.
Uvijek je bio pijan od vina.
He enjoyed the beautiful wife of the slain Bali called Tara.
On je uživao sa predivnom ženom Balija koji je bio pogubljen i koja se zvala Tara.
He celebrated a careless life.
On je slavio taj bezbrižni život.
One day. You heard arrows. Moving through the sky.
Međutim, jednog dana je čuo strijele kako lete preko neba.
He sent his ministers out to find out what was there.
I poslao je svoje ministre vani da saznaju šta se tu desilo.
What do they see?
I šta su tu oni vidjeli?
Lakshma. A flame of anger was coming out of his eyes.
A tu je bio Lakshma, iz čijih je očiju dolazio ogan bijesa.
Where is Sugriva?
Gdje je Sugriva?
He has promised my Ram to find Sita.
On je mom Rami obećao da će pronaći Situ.
Instead he is drunken in the palace.
Umjesto toga, on se nalazi u palači pijan.
With red eyes, red from the wine, he enjoys sexual delights with Tara.
Sa crvenim očima, očima crvenim od vina, on uživa u seksualnosti sa Tarom.
Tarom, yes. So here you go, that's immediately shaken up.
Sugriva se prepao.
My promise.
Moje obećanje.
My promise.
Moje obećanje.
I have promised God to serve him.
Obećao sam Bogu da ću ga služiti.
When I was in misery.
Kada sam patio.
I had promised my life to his service.
Obećao sam svoj život u njegovu službu.
But now this Maya has just taken everything out of my brain.
Ali sada je samo ova Maja odnijela sve iz mog uma.
Now his brother Lakshman reminds me.
Sada me njegov brat Lakshman podsjeća.
Lakshman is Balaram.
Lakshman je Balaram.
And he is now coming before my door.
I on sada dolazi ovdje na moja vrata.
What is with your promise?
Šta je sa tvojim obećanjem?
Why am I telling you this?
Zašto vam ovo govorim?
Just to tell you an interesting story.
Samo da bi vam rekla neku interesantnu priču.
No, I wish you to draw parallels.
Ne, želim da povučete paralelu.
When your life was and you could see the miseries of material existence and understand there was only one solution. You gave a promise to Krishna.
Kada ste patili, kada ste vidjeli samo da postoji samo jedno rješenje za vaše probleme, tada ste dali obećanje.
What has happened with the promise?
Šta se desilo sa obećanjem?
And the wave of life rolled over.
Kada je taj talas života prešao preko vas.
And it brought unexpected things into your life.
I kada je donio neke neočekivane stvari u vaš život.
You might have forgotten the promise.
Možda ste zaboravili na obećanje.
Or it has come on the second place.
Ili možda došlo na drugo mjesto.
Or third place.
Ili treće mjesto.
Or fourth place.
Ili četvrto mjesto.
Then you need to be reminded.
Sada trebate podsjetiti.
What is with your promise, Murari Chaitanya?
Šta je sa tvojim obećanjem?
Braj Mohan, your promise.
Braj Mohan, šta je sa tvojim obećanjem?
A dramatic subject.
Dramatična tema.
In that moment, a question comes up in our mind.
U tom trenutku u našem umu se postavlja jedno pitanje.
How should I deal with the material reality?
Kako da se odnosim prema materijalnoj stvarnosti?
How should I deal with my own desires?
Kako da se odnosim prema sopstvenim željama?
What is the relationship of the eternal soul with the material manifestation?
Koji je odnos između vječne duše i materijalne manifestacije?
Should I just renounce everything?
Da bi samo trebao da se odreknem svega?
Like I did when I was at the when my spiritual life was young and the world was younger.
Kada je moj duhovni život bio mlad i kada je čitav svijet bio mlađi.
And I think it's very important for us to think about ourselves, to think again and again about the subject of renunciation of unfavorable circumstances.
Mislim da je za nas jako važno da razmišljamo o tome kako trebamo da se odreknemo stvari koje su za nas nepovoljne.
I think the question of detachment.
Mislim da tu dolazi do pitanja odvojenosti.
Very important question remains a very important question.
To je jako bitno pitanje i to i ostaje jako bitno pitanje.
Now, before I show the slides, I would like to tell you that there are four forms of detachment.
Sada prije nego što vam pokažem slajdove, želio bih da vam kažem kako postoje četiri vrste odvojenosti.
And strangely enough, they do not help us to make advancement.
I što je još čudnije, one nam uopšte ne pomažu da duhovno napredujemo.
Sugriva was attached to material pleasures and therefore forgot his promise, and so have many of us forgotten the promise.
Sugriva je bio materijalno vezan i on i u tomu je pomoglo da zaboravi na svoje obećanje, to što se nama često dešava.
Sugriva received help from God, but he forgot his part in it, his promise.
Sugriva je dobio pomoć od Boga, ali je zaboravio svoj udio u tome.
And he became involved and attached to material life.
I onda se on uključio u materijalni život i postao vezan za njega.
So what should Sugriva do?
Sada šta bi Sugriva trebao da napravi?
Should he give up his palace?
Da li bi trebao da se odrekne iz svoje palače?
His life?
Iz svog života?
See, there are four types of renunciation.
Vidite, postoje četiri vrste odvojnosti.
The first renunciation I want to call about is Falgun renunciation.
Prva vrsta odvojnosti o kojoj bih želio da vam govorim se zove Falgu odvojnost.
Falgun renunciation means externally you renounce materially opulent circumstances, but internally you crave for them.
Falgu odvojnost znači da vi izvana se odričete materijalno ugodnih okolnosti, međutim iznutra vi žudite za njima.
You like the Falgu river.
Vi ste poput Falgu rijeke.
In India there is this river which flows under the sand.
U Indiji postoji ova rijeka Falgu koja plovi ispod pješka.
When you look at this river, you don't see water, you see just sand.
Kada pogledate u tu rijeku, vi uopšte ne vidite vodu, nego vidite samo pjesak.
But if you would step on the sand,
that you would break into the sand and see the water, that there's a river actually.
Ali ako biste zakoračili u taj pjesak, onda biste vidjeli da je u stvari tu ispod voda.
So some people renounce externally the world.
I tako neki ljudi se izvanjski odriču svijeta.
But in their heart there is a river of desire.
Ali u njihovim srcima postoji ta rijeka želja.
Their renunciation is falgu renunciation.
Njihova odvojenost je falgu odvojenost.
Then there is the smashana renunciation.
Zatim postoji nešto što se zove smashana odvojenost.
Yeah, it's a renunciation, you translate the renunciation on the graveyard.
Prevod toga bi bio da je to odvojenost na groblju.
Let me explain.
Da
when there is a near and dear person who dies and you stand at his grave, it's such a pain that you understand this word is useless.
Kada stojite pored groba neke osobe koja vam je bila jako bliska i draga, osjećate takav bol i mislite ovaj svijet je potpuno beskoristan.
I will also end like this.
Ja ću isto ovako završiti.
It's totally beyond the point to try to enjoy anything here.
Potpuno je besmisleno pokušavati da se uživa u bilo čemu ovdje.
And on the grave, next to the grave of your friend or your mother or father, you pledge, I will from this day on become very serious.
I pored groba vaših prijatelja ili nekoga od roditelja vi razmišljate, o, od ovog dana ću postati jako ozbiljno.
I will never ever enjoy pizza again.
Više nikada neću uživati u pizzi.
I will not try to do.
Nikad neću pokušavati da uživam.
I will give up this nonsense material life.
Odreći se ovoga besmislenog materijalnog života i postat ću
pustinja. So then, but this lasts only for a week or so.
Ali ovo traje samo sedmicu ili tako nešto.
It's temporary.
To je privremeno.
This renunciation is born from a shock.
Ova odvojenost se rađa iz šoka.
And when the shock is over, then the normal life starts again.
A kada se šok završi, odmah počinje normalan život.
Smashana vairagya.
To je smashana vairagya.
The next is dry renunciation.
Sljedeća vrsta je suha odvojenost.
Sukshma vairagya.
Sukshma
vairagya. I have seen in Benares one saint who was only dressed in an iron coping.
Iron. Jednom sam u Varanasiju vidio jednog sadhu koji je bio obučen samo u gvozdenu koping.
To celebrate his celibacy, he was having an iron underwear.
Kako bi proslavio svoj celibat, on je nosio samo taj željezni koping.
Oh, and he slept on thorns.
I spavao na trnju.
And he drank only orange juice.
I pio je samo
pio
je samo kravni urin.
That's not necessary for spiritual life.
To nije neophodno za duhovni život.
But some people follow renunciation for renunciation's sake.
Ali neki ljudi su odvojeni samo radi odvojenosti.
They think just by being super renounced and they are very creative in what way they want to be renounced, they make spiritual advancement.
Oni žele samo da budu odvojeni i jako su kreativni u tome kako su odvojeni i misle da tako rade na duhovni napredak.
But often the only thing which advances is the thought.
Ali jako često što napreduje u takvom slučaju je da napreduje njihov lažni ego.
I am so enough,
ja sam tako odvojen.
All these, and then there is the monkey renunciation.
I četvrta vrsta je majmunska odvojenost.
The monkey lives in the forest.
Majmun živi u šumi.
Outwardly he looks like a yogi.
I izvana izgleda kao jogi.
But he has 20 girlfriends.
Ali ima 20 djevojaka.
Without anyone seeing.
Bez da ih to vidi.
This is a cheetah.
To je varadusa.
So there are these four types of renunciation.
Dakle, tu postoje ove četiri vrste odvojnosti.
External renunciation, but internal material desires.
Izvanjska odvojnost, ali iznutra su tu materijalne želje.
Temporary feelings of renunciation, like that which is there on the graveyard.
Privremeni osjećaj odvojenosti kao oni koji se pojavljuju na grobu.
Dry renunciation, that is renunciation for its own sake.
Suha odvojenost, to je odvojenost radi odvojenosti.
And a citta, who only is externally renounced, but who has a private life, which is not to be mentioned.
I četvrta je varalca, odvojenost koja se dešava samo kad predstave, a u privatnom životu se dešava nešto drugo.
All these four types of renunciation are not helpful in spiritual life.
Sve ove četiri vrste odvojenosti nisu od pomoći za duhovni život.
There is one renunciation which is very helpful.
Ali ima jedna odvojenost koja je od velike pomoći.
And that renunciation is called Yukta Vairagya.
A ta odvojenost se zove Yukta Vairagya.
Or connected renunciation.
Ili odvojenost sa povezanošću.
Let me explain.
Dopustite mi da
objasnim. We hear that as devotees, we should accept this world in a way as it helps us, or in as much as it can help us to make our journey to Krishna successful.
Mi kao bhakte čujemo da bismo trebalo da prihvatamo ovaj svijet na takav način i u toj mjeri u kojoj nam to pomaže da, da se krećemo naprijed ka
Krishna. On this, with this idea, I want to come back to Krishna, will accept things which are ordinarily seen as material when they happen in his spiritual development.
Ta osoba koja ima za cilj, koja misli ja želim da dođem do Krišne, on će prihvatati te stvari koje se obično mogu smatrati materijalnima ako mu to, ako mu to pomaže na putu prema Krišni.
He will accept cars if he can use them in the service of Krishna.
Prihvatit će auta ako mu to pomaže njegovoj službi za Krišnu.
Mobile telephones.
Mobilne telefone.
Even computers.
Čak i kompjutere.
And a partnership.
Odnos sa partnerom.
That helps to reach Krishna.
Ako to pomaže toj osobi da dostigne Krishna.
There is one Western author who wrote about this in a very nice way.
Postoji jedan zapadni autor koji piše o tome na jedan jako lijep način.
He said, if you want to teach people to cross the ocean,
on je rekao, ako želite podučiti ljude da pređu okean,
don't tell them together wood and other materials.
Nemojte tim ljudima govoriti da skupljaju drvo ili takve materijale.
Don't get workers together to build the ship.
Nemojte okupljati radnike zajedno da izgrade brod.
But teach them one thing.
Ali naučite ih jednu stvar.
Teach them the longing for freedom.
Naučite ih da žude za slobodom.
It's understood if a person wants to go across the big ocean.
Ovdje je sljedeće shvatanje da ako osoba želi da pređe preko velikog okeana,
to long for the distant lands,
ako žudi za dalekim zemljama,
automatically he will gather the wood and the nails and the hammer which are necessary to build a ship.
On će automatski da skupi drvo, eksere, čekiće, sve što mu je potrebno da bi izgradio brod.
So if a person longs for Krishna's presence in his life,
tako da ako osoba žudi za prisustvom Krišne u svom životu,
then automatically he will build the ships he needs.
Onda će on automatski da izgradi sve brodove koji su mu potrebni.
Or in other words, make the material arrangements which he needs.
Ili drugim riječima, napravit će materijalne aranžmane koji su mu potrebni.
And these material arrangements, because they serve a higher cause, a cause of self-realization, become means for his spiritual realization.
I ti materijalni aranžmani koji, zato što mu oni pomažu da bi dostigao svoj cilj, on postaje duhovni.
Such a person is renounced.
I takva osoba je odvojena.
Although he is surrounded with material circumstances.
Iako je okružena sa materijalnim okolnostima.
I have a new servant.
Ja imam jednog novog slugu.
The first day when he was asked to pack the car, he had a long face like an Arabian horse.
Prvi dan kada sam ga zamolio da nam lijepo spakuje auto, njegovo lice se izdužilo poput arapskog konja.
I asked him, why do you have such a long face?
Ja sam ga pitao, zašto ti je tako izraz, takav izraz lica?
This servant is not amongst us here. He is from Sweden.
Taj sluga nije ovdje sa nama, on je iz Švedske.
Yeah. He said, the Swedish man said, I thought I'm in a spiritual movement, but look at your car, it's so full.
I on je onda rekao, taj Šveđan mi je rekao, ja sam mislio da, da smo mi u duhovnom pokretu, ali vidi tvoj auto, on je pun.
This is my bed for my personal things.
Onda sam rekao, ovo je moja torba za moje lične stvari.
And the other things are things for my service.
A druge stvari su stvari za moju službu.
Ragini.
To je
ragi. Instruments.
Instrumenti.
One computer.
Jedan computer.
Yes, I also.
Da, imam.
Projector.
Projector.
A basket with slatki kuglica. For
people. To je jedna košara sa slatkim kuglicama za ljude.
And other things for service.
I druge stvari za službu.
Yukta vairagya. Using things which apparently look material in the service of Krishna is a form of connected renunciation because it helps you to not become entangled in material life.
To je yukta vairagya, korištenje stvari za služenje Krišne i koji vam na taj način pomaže da budete odvojeni na povezan način.
I have an interesting exercise for you.
Za vas imam jednu jako interesantnu vježbu.
It's an existential exercise.
To je existencijalna vježba.
Soon spring comes.
Uskoro će doći proljeće.
Marva Muni has informed us that now it becomes warmer.
Marva Muni nam je dao informaciju da će sada postati toplije.
So, I request you to go through your household.
I sada bi vas zamolio da vi prođete kroz svoju kuću
and practice yukta vairagya.
I da počnete da praktikujete yukta vairagya.
That is, you go through each room.
Da, to znači da odete kroz svaku prostoriju.
And look at the things which have accumulated.
I pogledate na stvari koje su se tu nakupile.
And on to every object you put a question.
I da na svaki predmet stavite upitnik.
Is this useful for my spiritual development?
Da li je ovo korisno za moj duhovni razvoj?
If it is useful,
ako je korisno,
you embrace this object as your friend.
Zagrijete taj objekat poput vašeg prijatelja.
If it is not useful,
a ako nije korisno,
you can put it in the dustbin.
A onda ga možete staviti u kantu za smeće.
You will see if you do this exercise.
I vidjet ćete, ako budete radili ovu vježbu,
you will become extremely blissful.
Postat ćete ekstremno blaženi.
You will become extremely relieved.
Osjetit ćete ekstremno olakšanje.
Because you are fulfilling your promise.
Zato što vi ispunjavate vaše obećanje.
And Krishna, God, will respond in ways which are unknown to you.
I Krishna, Bog, će odgovoriti na načine koji su vam potpuno nepoznati.
You will see a new dimension opening in your life.
Vidjet ćete novu dimenziju kako se otvara u vašem životu.
Maybe some things have to go.
Možda neke stvari će morati da odu.
Maybe some cloth.
Možda neka odjeća.
Maybe some lipsticks.
Možda neki termini.
Maybe some other things have to be added.
Možda neke druge stvari se moraju dodati.
Maybe you need to buy a car.
Možda morate kupiti auto.
To do your service.
Da biste radili svoju službu.
Yes, or learn something new.
Jer možda ćete morati naučiti nešto novo.
Maybe some old relationships have to go.
Možda neki stari odnosi moraju da odu.
Which are no longer useful at this stage of your spiritual life.
Koji više nisu od koristi u ovom stadiju vašeg duhovnog života.
Maybe some new relationships have to come into your life.
Možda neki novi odnosi moraju doći u vaš život.
The principle of yukta vairagya, or connected detachment, which helps you to not become entangled in this world, huh? It's very powerful. Whoa, so powerful. So powerful, really.
Ovaj princip yukta vairagya, odnosno povezane odvojenosti, je tako moćan i on vam pomaže da ne postanete vezani za ovaj materijalni svijet.
You will see this principle will save your spiritual life.
I vidjet ćete da će vam ovaj princip spasti vaš duhovni život.
It will help you to come forward.
I pomoć će vam da krenete naprijed u vašem duhovnom životu.
Have you ever flown in a hot balloon?
Da ste ikada letjeli balonom?
Balon ski? And then there is some fire. It makes the air hot. And then the hot air rises naturally and the balloon goes. Flies.
To su oni baloni koji, znači gore ima balon, ispod ima vatra koja zagrijava zrak i taj topli zrak podiže gore balon.
But not always.
Ali ne uvijek.
They have to throw the same things.
Oni moraju da izbaci one vreće sa pijeskom izvan balona.
You know what I mean?
Jel znate na šta mislim?
Yes. Rajman, you have flown? No. I also have gone. In Berlin there is an opportunity to fly.
U Berlinu postoji mogućnost da se leti.
For free.
Besplatno.
I have so much to
do. Previše toga za raditi.
But I just know, sometimes all things have to be thrown overboard so that it can rise, that the hot balloon can rise.
Ali znam, ponekad je potrebno da neke stare stvari moraju da se bacaju preko ruba kako bi se balon mogao uzdići.
This is yukta vairagya.
I to je yukta vairagya.
Detachment which helps you to connect with God by helping you to rise up.
Odvojenost koja vam pomaže da se povežete sa Bogom, da se uzdignete prema gore.
This becomes possible when you can have trust in Krishna's care.
Ovo je moguće kada imate povjerenje u to da Krishna brine o vama.
And I want to tell you a very, very, very nice story from the Puranas, which will help you to build this trust.
I povezano s tim želim vam ispričati jednu jako, jako lijepu priču iz Purana koja će da ilustrira ovu pointu.
It was at the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra.
To je bilo na početku bitke na Kurukshetri.
The two armies were poised for battle.
I dvije armije su se postavile bile pred bitku.
All of a sudden, a little bird came flying, and it sat on the in between the horses. There is this wooden thing. It's called Deichsel in German. I don't know what is the English word.
Da li neko zna šta je Deichsel?
Ruda.
Ruda.
Ruda, yes, sounds all right. Ruda. And the little bird landed in the Ruda of Krishna's chariot.
Znači, između konja na Rudu.
Ruda.
Ruda. Nešto, valjda neki drveni komad koji povezuje on konje. Eto. I ta mala ptica je doletila i sletila na...
The bird shook his head. I can't believe you, Arjuna. You are a prince. You want to go to war?
I ta ptica je okupala glavom i rekla, pa Arjuna, ti si princ i ti želiš da ideš u rat?
And Krishna.
I Krishna?
What? You want to go to war?
Ti želiš da ideš u rat?
Everyone knows peace cannot come from violence.
I svi znaju da mir ne može doći iz nasilja.
Violence brings more violence.
Nasilje donosi samo još više nasilja.
Don't do this war.
Nemojte da idete u ovaj rat.
Krishna smiled.
Krishna se nasmiješio.
And he hinted to Arjuna he should give the answer.
I onda je dao znak Arjuna da on da odgovor.
Arjuna said, my dear boy, my dear little bird,
Ja, Arjuna je rekao, moja draga ptičice,
this is a fight for Dharma.
Ovo je borba koju ćemo da napravimo za Dharmu.
Sometimes you have to remove a thorn by using another thorn.
Ponekad moraš izvaditi trn tako što ćeš upotrijebiti drugi trn.
So sometimes you have to remove adharma, that is the opposite of dharma, by using violence.
Ponekad ćeš morati da istiraš adharmu, a to je ono što je suprotno od dharme, koristeći nasilje.
It's like a surgeon who has to remove a cancerous growth with his scalpel.
To je poput hirurga koji mora da odstrani kancerogene ćelije pomoću svog skalpela.
Is the surgeon doing violence or is he helping?
Da li taj hirurg radi nasilje ili pomaže?
But you always have the best arguments because your brain is larger than my dirt brain.
Tatica je rekao, o, ti uvijek imaš tako dobre odgovore. To je zato što je tvoj mozak puno veći od mog ptičijeg mozga.
But can't you please do your war at another place?
Možete, molim te da taj rad da se on odvija na nekom drugom mjestu.
We are ground breeding birds.
Mi smo ptice koje se liježemo na tlu.
And I have just made a new nest exactly on the place where you want to make your bed.
Ja sam upravo napravio tu svoje gnijezdo na mjestu gdje vi hoćete da se borite.
And when the elephants come and the chariots and the astras, it will be destroyed, my new nest.
A kada dođu slonovi, kočije i astre, kada krenu da padaju, moje gnijezdo će biti potpuno uništeno.
Please protect my new building.
Molim te, sačuvaj moju novu građevinu.
Krishna smiled again.
Krishna se ponovo nasmiješi.
Said to Arjuna.
Ona nešto šapnula Arjuna.
Arjuna took his bow.
Arjuna uzeo svoj luk.
Gandiva.
Gandivo.
And the other said, oh, he's starting already the bow.
Arjuna je rekao, a on već počinje rat.
And he shot this arrow.
I spalio je strelu.
And the arrow went against the bell of an elephant.
I ta strela je udarila u zvono koje je visilo na slonu.
And the bell flew somewhere.
I onda je to zvono negdje odletilo.
And then said, Arjuna, he has taken an arrow, he has shot the arrow, he missed the goal.
I onda su oni pomisli, pa Arjuna je ispalio strelu iz svog luka i on je promašio svoj cilj.
Only some ornament of an elephant was destroyed.
I samo uništeno neki ukras od slona.
Strange.
To je jako čudno.
But then everyone forgot about it.
Ali onda su svi zaboravili na to.
For 18 long days, the battle of Kurukshetra raged.
I 18 dugih dana je divljao taj rat.
Finally it was all over.
I konačno je se sve završilo.
Only a few survived.
Samo ih je nekoliko preživjelo.
Krishna then said to Arjuna.
I Krishna je tada rekao Arjuna.
Arjuna, do you remember our little friend?
Arjuna, da li se sjećaš našeg malog prijatelja?
Let's look for him.
Hajde da ga potražimo.
So they went over the battlefield.
Onda su prešli preko bojnog polja.
And they came to a place where a bell was lying.
I došli su do mjesta gdje je ležalo zvono.
Arjuna lifted the bell.
Arjuna je podigao zvono.
And there was a little bird.
I tu je bila ona mala ptica.
With his family.
Sa svojom porodicom.
And the bird said, hvala.
Ptica se zahvalila.
You saved my house.
Spasio si moju kuću.
And my life.
I moj život.
You are truly the Supreme Lord.
Ti si istinski svevišnji gospodin.
Because in your arrangements you consider even the case of the smallest of your servants.
Jer u svojim aranžmanima ti uzmaš u obzir i najmanje od tvojih sluga.
My dear devotees, this is Krishna's promise.
Moji dragi bhakte, ovo je Krishnino obećanje.
For those who surrender unto him, he takes care of their little nests.
Za one koji mu se predaju, Krishna se brine za njihova mala gnijezda.
He takes care of their lives.
On se brine o njihovim životima.
The only difficult task for us is to accept Krishna's terms
care on his terms, not on our terms.
A samo je naš zadatak taj da prihvatimo tu Krišninu brigu pod njegovim uslovima, ne pod našim.
Devotion means to trust in God's goodness.
Devocija znači da vjerujemo u Božju dobrotu.
Devotion means to agree to Krishna's timetable.
Devocija znači da pristanemo na na Krišnin raspored.
Devotion means to trust in Krishna's plans.
Devocija znači da vjerujemo u Krišnine planove.
They are sometimes different than our plans.
I oni su ponekad drugačiji od naših planova.
Sometimes they may even collide with our plans.
Ponekad će se čak i sudariti sa našim planovima.
But when you have the large picture, then you will see they are always better than your own plans.
Ali kada vidite malo širu sliku, uvijek ćete vidjeti da su oni puno bolji od naših sopstvenih planova.
Having said this much today,
danas sam ovoliko rekao.
I want to invite you for tomorrow.
Sada želim da vas pozovem sutra.
Tomorrow I plan to talk about a subject matter which I think will empower your spiritual life greatly.
Na sutra želim da govorim o teme za koju smatram da će opunomoćiti vaš duhovni život.
I will try to speak on Krishna Sambandha.
Pokušat ću da govorim o Krishna Sambandhi.
But for now I have a little homework for you.
Ali za sada imam jednu malu zadaću
when
za
you
vas.
Go home, look at the objects in your home.
Kada dođete kući, pogledajte malo po stvarima u vašoj kući.
Already start with this process.
Znači, već započnite sa ovim procesom.
And see what is good for your spiritual life and what is not so good.
I vidite šta je dobro za vaš duhovni život, a šta nije.
Practice a little yukta vairagya.
Praktikujte malo yukta vairagya.
Spring is coming.
Dolazi proljeće.
A time when the creation wakes up for a new beginning.
Vrijeme kada se kreacija budi za nove početke.
Take that energy.
I uzmite tu energiju.
And batsate the old things, throw the old things out which do not help you at this stage of your life.
I bacite napolje stvari koje vam nisu u ovom momentu potrebne.
And adopt new ways.
I prisvojite neke nove načine.
In this way you practice yukta vairagya.
I na ovaj način ćete praktikovati yukta vairagya.
Or connected detachment.
Ili odvojeno, povezanu odvojenost.
And that will help you to fulfill your promise.
I to će vam pomoći da ispunite svoje obećanje.
Hare. Hare. We will now make a little pause of maybe 7 minutes, less 10 minutes. And during this time we will put the projection on. Those of you who have to leave earlier, this is a good time to leave.
Oni od vas koji moraju da idu ranije, ovo je sada dobro vrijeme da
odete. The slide projection shouldn't last longer than half an hour, a little bit more.
Ali ova projekcija neće trajati duže od pola sata ili možda malo više.
And I think you will enjoy the pictures very much.
I mislim da ćete uživati jako puno u slikama.
Hare Krishna.